He is not a stranger. He is your big brother. Kwame Adu. Mixing G. Mixing Gospel.
Welcome back to Keep the Praise On. Time to turn up. Tell yourself, time to rejoice. Time to be up and standing. Time to rise up. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, arise and shine. So there's always time to do something. I don't know what time it is for you, but you can sense from your spirit and you can declare it. This is the time. This is the time. Or for somebody, this is the day. This is the day the Lord has made. You rejoice. You are glad in this day. It's the moment. It's the opportunity you have. I keep saying, not everyone has this opportunity. Not everyone has got what we have. Not everyone has this favor. So you are specially made for this. You are uniquely endowed with this. So may it work and work well for your good. Tell yourself again, it is my moment to climb and soar higher with what the Lord has given me, with what the Lord has placed upon me, with a destiny I have, with a special unction, special anointing, special talent, special gifts I have. It is not enough to have them, but all that it is to engage them, is to use them for the benefit of your generation, for the benefit of your nation, for the benefit of your family, or for the benefit of your calling, for the benefit of your assignment, for the benefit of your mandate, for the benefit of the judgment you are going to account when you go before your maker. You should always have that in mind. We should always have that assignment as a priority, and we should always do as the Lord requires. Say to yourself, I will do as the Lord requires of me. Be great and be well. Be empowered on and on. Be strengthened to do it. Receive the unction again. Receive the touch of resuscitation. Receive a touch of resurrection. Receive a touch of supernatural rekindle. Receive a touch of the move of the Lord, the move of the Most High. Let that move be your portion. Let that move come to town. Let that move come in your dwelling. Let the move of the Almighty visit you where you are. The move of the Lord is visiting your health. The move of the Lord is visiting your sound mind. The move of the Lord is visiting your baby, your child. The move of the Lord is visiting what is in you. The move of the Lord is upon you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Let there be a move, a supernatural move. He is moving, and as he's moving, we are carried along. Hallelujah. Receive the grace to be carried along. Receive the grace to be carried over and over. Receive the grace of a divine help, of divine assistance. Receive that grace on and on. Somebody is receiving. Somebody is implementing that grace for awareness, for goodness, for fruitfulness, for divine success, for divine speed, for honor, for glory. Let the glory and the victory of the Lord abound in your house. Let it come to pass. Let you manifest them. May you see and witness them. Receive the sight, receive the might, receive the brightness, and receive the light of the Most High. The light is shining through and through, and we are carried through. Oh, somebody is carried through the light. If you are carried through the light, everything of yours shall remain glorious. If you are carried through the light, there is a covering for you. If you are carried through the light, there is divine preservation for you. If you are carried through the light, the Lord shall set a table before you. If you are carried through the light, you shall endure in all seasons of your life. If you are carried through the light, it's like saying, my feet is planted by the rivers of living water, and I shall blossom in all seasons, and I shall thrive like a palm tree, and I shall grow like the cedars of Lebanon. If you are carried through the light will surround you, and no darkness can confront you. Hallelujah. If you are surrendered through the light, darkness must flee. Darkness cannot confront you. Darkness cannot overwhelm you. And darkness cannot comprehend your light. Your light has the might of the Father. Your light is the shield. Your light is the glory. Your light is the lifter of your head. Let there be light. So at any point in time, don't forget the declaration the Most High made. Don't forget the prayer of the Almighty. Let there be light. That must also be your light. That must also be your word. That must also be your prayer. Thou shalt also declare and decree a thing, and it shall come to pass. Let it come to pass for your good. Let it come to pass for your freedom. Let it come to pass for the unction to be released. Let it come to pass for awareness. Let it come to pass for supernatural encounters. Let it come to pass for signs and wonders to follow you. Let it come to pass, receive the loving kindness, the compassion, and the mercy and the grace of the Almighty. It is good to have it, but for me, I just say, not by might, not by power, not by my strength, not by anything I have, but the grace that makes it all possible, the grace that makes it all work unto good, work unto perfection. That grace is sustaining you. That grace is upon you. That grace has come to town. That grace is with you, and that grace will endure. That grace will speak. Let the grace speak in your life. Let the grace speak in your day. Let the grace speak in your tomorrow. Let the grace speak for you next week. Let the grace speak for you next month. Let the grace speak for you the next years ahead. Let the grace speak for you the next decades. Let the grace speak for you in your family. Let the grace speak for you in your house. Let the grace speak for you in your ministry. Let the grace speak for you on every area, in every endeavor of your life. Let the grace take place. Let the grace lead the way. Hallelujah. Let the power of the Lord lead the way. Let the fire of the Lord lead the way. Let the hand of the Lord lead the way. Let the mighty touch of the Almighty lead the way. Let the supernatural power of the Almighty lead the way. Say to yourself, my Father shall come and he will not be silent. Psalm 50 verse 3, my God shall come. He will not be silent. His fire will shine forth. Let his fire lead the way. Today, let the counsel of the Lord stand. Let the counsel of the Lord lead you and guide you on every step. In every move you make, you need that counsel to take place, to take hold in your life. Let the will of the Lord come to pass. Let his will come alive in your life. I love that. The will of the Lord shall come alive in your life. It shall come alive for your help. He shall come alive in you, and you will always see his glory. You will always be on the move. You will always be strengthened. You will always shine in the shadow of the Almighty. You will always dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You shall abide and thrive thrive and stay connected in the vine. You shall continually be placed above. You shall continually find your feet planted on the rock of ages. Stand on the rock. I don't know what it is, but keep standing on the rock. I don't know how far you've gone, but keep standing on the rock. I don't know how well you are doing, but keep standing on the rock. I don't know how successful you have become, but keep standing on the rock. I don't know how people are calling your name, but keep standing on the rock. I don't know how mighty things and mighty works you have done, but keep standing on the rock. I don't know your intentions and your plans and ambitions and your aim in life, but keep standing on the rock. I don't know what you have in store, but keep standing on the rock. I don't know what you want to do with your life, but keep standing on the rock. Stand on the rock. Keep standing on the mountain. Psalm 125 verse 2. Those who trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion. They shall not be moved. Oh, they shall abide forever. So long as the mountains endure. So long as the light endure. So long as day and night thrives. You shall keep on standing. You shall keep on flowing. You shall keep on doing. You shall keep on. You shall rise up. You shall shine on and on. Stand on the rock. You have a backbone to stand on the rock. You have the opportunity to stand on the rock. You have the grace to stand on the rock. Receive the touch of the Almighty to stand on the rock. Let a rock abide. Let a rock have a place to operate in your life. I love that. The rock of the Almighty shall have a place to operate in your life. And when the rock is operating, the rock will roar and will roar in town and consume your enemies round about. If fear is your enemy, let fear be consumed. Let any negativity be consumed. Let the light endure. Stand on the rock. Stand and be in that shelter. Stand and let him be your Alpha and Omega. I know you have begun well, but keep operating, keep moving, keep riding on the rock. Keep walking on the rock. Let him continually be your rod and staff. Your rod and staff to comfort you. Your rod and staff to direct you. Your rod and staff to help you through. Your rod and staff to guide you and stand with you. Your rod and staff to uphold you. All that you need is to have the rod and the staff of the Almighty to uphold you. I know you're doing well in business, but without the rod and staff to uphold you, but without the rod and staff to direct your steps, to counsel you, to stand in the gap for you, to be a shield and a buckler for you, to be a sword for you. It's not for the strong. This battle is not for the strong, and this race is not for the swift. So let the Lord stand in for you. My Father, stand in for me. My Maker, my Lord, stand in for me. My Helper, stand in for me. My Supreme Father, be in the gap for me. Go ahead of me and make a room for me. Oh, make a way for me. Create another opportunity for me. Make me a vessel of honor. Make me a vessel of your power. Make me a vessel of fire. Make me a vessel of your living water that I will always flow. Make me a vessel of wisdom. Make me a vessel of divine touch. Make me a vessel of divine understanding. Make me a vessel to know the secret things of the Lord, the secret things of this world, how the world operates, how the universe is turning. how things come and go, how things are established, how things are built, how things are planted, how things are laid up, how things are covenanted, how things endure, how things prosper, how things do well, how I can excel, how I can be exalted, how my horns can be exalted. Let the Lord teach you. Let the Lord help you. May the Spirit Divine whisper unto you. May the still small voice continually be your teacher, continually be your guide, continually be your helper. My help is of the Lord. My source is of the Lord. So if your source is of the Lord, you cannot be cut short. Today and forevermore, let your source remain in the Lord. Let your source remain in the Father. Let your source remain in Alpha and Omega. Let your source be of the Lord. Let your source be of the Father, the one who has called you by name, the one who has called you and chosen you, the one who has said it is done, the one who has said it is well, the one who has said you can do it, the one who has said you can do all things, the one who knows you before you were even formed in your mother's womb. Hold on to this one. Stay connected to this one. Stay empowered by this one. Stay in the refuge of this one. Abide in him forever. Stay with him forever. Let him be your way maker, your pillar. Let him be the river whose streams shall make glad the city of the Almighty, according to Psalm 46 verse 4. Let him be the river flowing. Let him be the fire burning. Let him be the wind blowing unto you. Let him be the land on which you are standing. Let him be your house where you are dwelling. Let him be the road by which you are taking. Let him be the decision you are making. Let him be the light that you are seeing. Let him be the voice you hear. May no other voice except the voice of the divine minister to you. Some people are succumbing and responding to negative voices and responding to opposing voices. But my prayer, respond to the voice of the one who has called you and chosen you for this assignment, for this time such as this, to do his will. If it is not his will, don't buy it. The word of the Lord says, speak your word and it will not stand. It is only the counsel of the Lord that will stand and endure in your life. So if it is not from the Father, if it is not in line with your calling, in your assignment, in your purpose, let it go. Let it pass and be free and to do the will of him who has called you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Have the grace to say yes, Lord. Have the joy to say yes, Lord. Have the chance to say yes, Lord. In your lifetime, the Bible says, the work is here. Whilst there is day and night, whilst we have life, this is where the assignment must be performed. Because there is no work on the other side. The work is here. So may nothing stand in the way concerning what the Lord has given you, concerning what the Lord has spoken about you, concerning what the Lord has declared upon your life, concerning the thought of the Lord for your life, concerning His will and His declaration for your life. It is declared, it is done, and you make sure it is fulfilled. You are the one to make sure it is established. There is one thing the Lord has done, and there is another part that you must play. There is another role that you must fit in. There is another charge that you must take the control and say, this is how it is done, and this is how it should be. This is how it's going to be done for my life, and this is how it should come to pass. Respond and say, yes, Lord. You might be afraid at some point, but yes, Lord. You might not know where to go, but yes, Lord. You might not know who is there to help, but yes, Lord. You might not know where the founding might come from, how it can be done, how it can be started, how things can come to play, how things can come to be in place. But yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All that the Almighty needed was the light. He was not thinking of how the roads were going to be constructed, how the rivers, how the streams, how the mountains were going to be placed, how the plants, the animals. He just needed the light. May you receive what you need as the priority, as the most important thing. For you to do the rest, there must be something first. Hallelujah. For you to do the rest, there must be something first. This is a word from the Almighty. I never thought of it, but the Lord is telling you, the Lord is telling us, for us to do the rest, there must be something first. There was the light, and through the light, everything that was made came to pass. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So in the beginning, receive your word, oh, receive your word. In the beginning, receive your light. In the beginning, receive your empowerment. In the beginning, receive your good news. In the beginning, receive what is yours. In the beginning, receive and respond to your calling. John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. All things. And without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and was life and light of men. Life and the light. So before anything, you need your light. You need a life. You need it to be in place. You need to connect to your source. You need to connect to what is yours. You need to be in divine alignment. You need to be in divine flow. May you flow with divinity. May you flow with what is from above. Many people are flowing with only the carnal things. But flow with the things of the Spirit. Flow with the things from above. James chapter 1 verse 17. Each every good and perfect gift cometh from above. Oh, the light is coming here again. From the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like the shifting shadows. So to do things, you need a light to be constant. You need a light from above. Every good and perfect gift is from above. It's from the source. It's from the word of the Almighty. It's from the counsel of Jehovah. It's from the will of the Father. It's from how the Lord wants it to be. You could have your will, You could have your desire, but the desire of the Lord, but the will of the Lord supersedes it all. Jesus said, "Not my will, but you, O Lord, let your will come to pass in my life." May the will of the Lord prevail. May He prevail in your life. May He prevail in your destiny. May He prevail and give you rest. May He prevail and be on the move for you. May He prevail for you today and every day of your life. Tomorrow, added, He shall prevail and speak a word, and His word shall have room to operate in your life. His word will not forsake you. His word will not leave you. His word will empower you with wisdom. His word will empower you with the insights. His word will empower you with higher knowledge. You know, people are doing what they are doing because they know what we don't know. So He will help you to know what you must know. He will help you to know the secret things of this world. He will know you, and He will help you. My Father, help me. Even if I can help myself, even if I have done it before, may your help be there for me. May your help come to pass in my life. May you continually sustain me. May you continually come to my aid. May you continually be my helper, my God, my Savior. You are my light and my salvation. The light has taken over. The light is on the move. The light is here again. The light is doing wonders in our lives. The light has something to do today. There is something for me today. I don't know what you missed yesterday. I don't know what you missed last week. I don't know what you missed last month. I don't know what you missed last year. But say to yourself, there is something for me. There is something yet for me. There is something yet I will do. There is something available unto me. I said 7 years ago that you still got it. You still got it. You still got it. So go get it. Do you hear me? You still got it. So go get it. I said this word 7 years ago and I wrote it down, and yesterday I shared it on my platforms, and I'm reminding you with that word. You still got it. So go get it. It is that simple. You still have that unction in you. You still have that anointing upon you. You still have that fire in you. You still have that grace and that oil flowing over you. You still have the Lord speaking for you. You still have the angels of the Lord moving things for you, moving things on your behalf. There is an angel of the Lord in that compound. There is an angel of the Lord under that roof. There is an angel of the Lord standing in the compound of your house, standing at the doorpost, standing at the gate of your house. So when you are coming through that gate, say, "Angel of the Lord, thank you for standing here. Angel of the Lord, keep standing." The angel of the Lord shall descend on that matter. The angel of the Lord is gone ahead of you. The angel of the Lord is in town. The angel of the Lord is on the move. The angel of the Lord is sitting in the vehicle right now. The angel of the Lord is in that ministry. The angel of the Lord is operating in your life. The angel of the Lord has a word for you. The angel of the Lord is making room for somebody. The angel of the Lord is making room for smooth delivery, for smooth presentation. To any woman at the sound of my voice who has taken seed, anyone who is in labor, Anyone who is waiting on the Lord for the miracle to happen, anyone waiting on the Lord for the presentation and for the smooth delivery, the angel of the Lord is making room. There is a great physician. That physician is doing wonders in your life. That physician is visiting somebody at the sound of my voice. That physician is visiting your house. That physician is making things well. I don't know what has gone wrong in your system, but there is a great physician. But there is the potter of the clay who knows every fiber in being, every tissue, every bone marrow, every nerve, every organ. That physician will touch you. If the woman with the issue of blood could touch the hem of Jesus' garment and was healed, how much more when the great physician go back to you and touch you? How much more the great physician look to you and touch you, tend to you and help you, tend to you and carry you, tend to you and have a move in your life, tend to you and minister unto you. Healing is being ministered at this voice. Healing is ministered by this word. Healing is ministered right now. Healing is ministered for somebody. Today I came to declare upon you. Healing unto you. I came to declare upon you. Peace be unto you. I love the word. Peace be unto me. Peace be unto my house. Peace be unto you and your entourage. Peace be unto you and your family. Peace be unto you on every side. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto your house. Psalm 125. Peace be unto you in everything, in every way. Psalm 125 verse 5. The last portion of that scripture says, peace be on Israel, but I call your name. Peace be unto Belinda. Peace be unto Kwajo. Peace be unto Yao. Peace be unto Precious. Peace be unto Blessing. Peace be unto Clote. Peace be unto Hills, Johnny. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto John. Peace be unto Vida. Peace be unto Junior. Peace be unto Judith. Peace be unto you and your entourage. Peace be unto you and your loved ones. To anyone that concern you, let the peace of the Lord minister unto them. Let the peace of the Lord visit them. I don't know where they find themselves, but there are some situations they cannot call you. There are some situations you cannot go and see them through. There are some situations money cannot solve. But in those situations, let the peace of the Lord cancel them. Let the peace of the Lord be ministered unto them. Let the peace of the Lord visit them. There are places you cannot even go there. You don't know where they are now, but the wind of the Lord shall blow in your garden. The wind of the Lord shall blow from the north to the south, but the wind of the Lord shall blow from east to west, and the wind of the Lord shall find us, and the wind of the Lord shall locate us. The wind of the Lord is blowing. The wind of the Lord is moving. The wind of the Lord is in town. If you miss that wind, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, from left to right, we surrender you to that wind. We surrender you to that refreshing wind. We surrender you to that healing wind. We surrender you to that anointing wind. We surrender you to that unction wind. We surrender you to that physician of wind. We surrender you to that peace of wind. We surrender you to that fire of wind. We surrender you to that light of wind. We surrender you to that living water of wind. Let it be on the move for you. The wind of the Lord is a personality. Wind of the Lord, come to me. The wind of the Lord is visiting somebody. Wind of the Lord, don't only visit, but stay with me. Don't only visit, but keep me in. Don't only visit, but surround me. Don't only visit, but have your place in my life. Don't only visit, but look within us and visit us. Don't only visit, but make room for us. Make a room for us to bloom. Make a room for us to endure. Make room for us to succeed. You are not just going to endure, but you are going to succeed. Make room for us to thrive. Make room for us to be well. Make room for us to do well. Make room for your sons and daughters. Make room for our fathers. Make room for our mothers. Make room for our dear ones. Make room again and again. Make room over and over. Make room and silence any accuser. Make room and silence any evil tongue. I don't know who is speaking. I don't know who has dreamt and seen anything. I don't know who is confronting you with any vision. But let the room be filled with the glory of the Almighty. The glory of the Lord supersedes all. The glory of the Lord is greater than all. So they can dream their dreams, they can speak their word, but be surrounded in the glory, but operate in the glory, operate in another dimension, operate in another realm. They may have their own realm, they may have their own space, but operate in a different realm altogether. Operate with a touch of the heavens. Operate with a touch of divinity. Divinity has supremacy over humanity. Operate with a touch of the supremacy of the Almighty. I love that. Operate with a touch of the supremacy of the Almighty, who remains your source, who remains Jehovah, who remains your helper, who remains Jehovah Jireh, your provider, who remains Jehovah Shalom, your peace, who remains Jehovah Shammah. He is there today and forever. He remains our author and finisher. He remains our source forever. How, my Father, remain my rock forever. My Father, remain my light forever. My Father, remain my peace forever. My Father, come with me forever. My Father, see me through. My Father, guide me to the top. My Father, I need your touch. My Father, come lead the way. My Father, I am speaking your word. I am calling on your name. Jesus called on the name of his Father. Yeshua called on the name of the Almighty. My Father, and he had an expected end, and he had the move of the Almighty in his way. Receive that move in your way and go with the move, go with his power, go with his strength, go with his presence. I love that. Go with the oil flowing. Go with his counsel. Go with the angels of the Lord on every side. Wherever you turn, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, wherever you are located, the angels shall uphold you so you don't dash your feet to any stone. The angels shall bear you up. Angel of the Lord, bear me up. I know you are sitting in the best of vehicle, in the best of comfort, but let the angels bear you up. I know you are skillful. I know you are courageous. I know you have it all, but let the angels bear you up. Receive another help. receive the sustenance of the Lord, receive divine prominence, receive supernatural help, receive sustenance from the Almighty. We're calling on our Father, and He has responded, and He is in this place, and everything is well. With Him we conquer, with Him we deliver, with Him we are more than conquerors, through Him who has called us by names. Hallelujah. Psalm 29 verse 11. The Lord shall give strength to His people, and the Lord shall bless them with peace. Psalm 29 verse 11. And verse 3 declares, the voice of the Lord is over many waters. So if the Lord is the one saying He will give you strength, and if He is the one saying He shall bless you, so be it. It is done. It's a done deal. It's final. He has said it, and it is done in your favor. Wherever you are, shout hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen and amen. Let's keep the praise on with your big brother, Apostle Kwame Adu. We are calling on the Lord.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Our daily bread, and forgive our sins as we forgive each one of those who sins against us, and lead us not to the time of trial, but deliver us from evil, for Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on
in heaven say,
Amen, amen, amen,
amen,
amen, amen,
amen,
amen.
This day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive those who sin against us. Yeah.
Let your kingdom come, amen, amen, and your will be done. Let your kingdom come,
amen, amen,
and your will be done,
amen.
Everybody, amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen.
Amen, amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
amen,
to dwell. Breathe the presence of my Father. All the host of heaven gather, worshiping, bowing down before Him.
Dun 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 dun.
And let these trumpets blowing be the victory call. The victory is calling. The healing is calling. The greatness is showing. The light is shining. And the river of living water is flowing. That's it. This is who you are. Empowered by the name of Yah.
Generations after generations keep praising you, yet no word sums you up. Then I ask the Lord, what name fits you? And he said,
by your power, you are doing
many things.
Yes, indeed. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. The Spirit of the Lord is on the move. He's ahead of us. And the Spirit of the Lord is doing wonders in our lives. Oh, Holy Ghost, do it again in our lives and move with us and keep us ahead. Keep us on the move. Keep us running. Keep us flying. Keep us above only. Keep us remaining the head. Let your name be praised as we remind ourselves to keep and keep and keep to keep the praise.